Okay, so a second first of a kind, if you may put it that way. We have a very, I don't know, very exclusive and a very exquisite chef who we have gotten to
our episode this time.
Yeah. So this is exclusive Jux Podcast X Big Brewski, as you can see. We have head chef Sandeep. So can you tell us what you're feeling right now at this moment? Because I'm guessing this is the first time too.
Yeah, doing a podcast is something first for me too. So let's see how things go.
No worry, it'll be fun. Yeah, it's definitely going to be fun. And we're going to know many things which we don't know yet. Yeah, because I'm an amateur doing any of these food industries or beverage or pops. And being our age, guys, we have more affinity towards such places. Don't worry, we're 21 and above.
I had my doubts.
Okay, so Sandeep, can you tell us something about yourself and how you've come to Big Brewski? What have you done before? Your brief history.
Okay, I'll make it as brief as possible.
Yeah. Right?
I'm a Bangalorean by birth, so I love Bangalore. I did my hotel management in Bangalore, post which I worked at Hotel La Meridian, Bangalore. And then I worked in cruises, Norwegian Cruise Lines for 6 years. Post that, I worked in Hong Kong for a couple of years. I did my bit of traveling and
expensive stuff.
There was one point of time I said back to Namma Bangalore.
Yeah, that's there. And one whole round and come back.
I did my traveling. I did my fun. I did my learnings, whatever it was required. But then I thought, okay, then it's time to be back to Bangalore.
All of this while cooking.
While working, yes.
Yeah.
Learning is, cooking is fun. So for us, cooking is passion, our life.
Yeah.
So we learn, we travel, we have fun. So in 2012, I said, okay, back to Bengaluru. Then I started with UBC Guild.
Yeah.
I was there in UBC for almost 6 years. Then I took up Serafina. It was a fine dining Italian restaurant in Kormarila. Wasn't there for a long time. Things didn't work out. I mean, in terms of post which I joined Big Brewski.
So you're settled here now.
Well, then 6.5 years in Big Brewski, it's more or less settled, I guess.
Yeah, especially I don't know, 200 and odd pubs, and you've sat into Big Brewski. Yeah.
Because Big Brewski is the best. Like, we have a very strong brand values.
Yeah.
We are one of the top of the brands in the country.
In Asia, in English, what is it?
We are, as the space, I mean, like, we have such huge concepts in India these days, and we were the pioneer to start up these things.
Yeah.
And the best part about the Brewski is we are the trendsetters in the market, and we set the trends of huge dining spaces, and all our dining spaces are huge. And Big Brewski, in case you know, is a part of Big Ventures, and Big Ventures has three verticals of dining. So one is our Big Brewski Brewing Company. The second one is Pop's Bar.
And Associates.
No. Socials doesn't belong to us.
Okay.
So Pop's Bar, Big Brewski, and a new brand called as Dolly Dunge.
Okay.
That is something going to be a new trendsetter. I don't want to disclose much of it, but then that's coming up in another few months' time. So
okay, maybe that's a good insight to all the Bengaluru people who are listening to this. Yeah, so something which you can be excited about.
Oh, yes, of course. The entire Bengaluru needs to be excited about it, and then it's something very unique. As I said, we as a company are the trendsetters, and this is something which is going to be something very unique and huge in large scale. And we all are excited about it, and I think so. We are going to offer Bangalore something.
When the trendsetters are excited about it, just imagine about the people who are gonna receive the trends. You know?
Yeah,
we are the other side. Yeah.
It's you guys.
Yeah, you guys, totally. No, we are actually hoping to be on the other side too, meaning your side.
Yeah, true.
Okay, so I think Harsha was keen on asking this question. So, can you tell us what your opinion is about how the Bengaluru pop culture has grown over the years, because we have been just growing and growing, and people all over India have started to attract themselves to Bangalore just for pubs.
Yeah, I'm the 2000s guy.
even before we were born.
Probably. Yeah. So I passed out in the end of the 2000s. So you can imagine. So Bangalore has always been this pub culture, right?
Yeah.
Bangalore has been known for its pubs, for its amazing vibe. And I've never seen, I've traveled across, but I've never seen any city. It has got this amazing amount of...
Even globally?
See, globally, there are places, but Bangalore has got its own charm. and that nobody can
touch. I think the energy in the people
People itself, the city itself is amazing.
I think we all see validated being Bangalore. Yes. We are contributors to this.
Of course, yes. I just think it's always been a pop culture, but then off late, yes, the pop culture I kept on growing. And then over the period of time, what's happened is the brewery culture also.
Yeah.
The beer drinking culture is as good as anywhere it's in the country, right? So it's like, see, the kind of vibe that we have in Bangalore in terms of pubs and breweries is something you will never find in any other city.
It's unmatched.
At least in India, it's unmatchable. And it's such a, like, you know, it's such a cool, relaxed atmosphere in most of the breweries here. And also the fact is that Bangalore has grown to be the brewery capital as well. It was a pop city, now it's a brewery capital. And that culture is not going to die. And obviously, in future, we can see a lot more other trends. And at least in this arena of business, I think so, in the entire country, Bangalore is going to be the trendsetter as well.
Yeah. I think even the COVID pandemic didn't stop Bangalore from growing in the pop.
COVID
culture.
Kind of stopped everybody for that, or like paused everybody for some time.
Yeah.
But then, yes, we're all back to the band.
Okay, so one thing which you said is Bangalore is not just a pop capital, but also a brewery capital. So can you tell us as to Henge, this brewery, attracts something unique in terms of Big Brewski?
See, Big Brewski is famous for his brews. It's famous for his food. It's famous for his service. And also this amazing ambience I just hear about.
Yeah.
So we are known for the large dining ranches. So yes, we attract lots of people. I mean, like we are talking about getting 2,500, 2,000 people on Tuesday basis. So which is an enormous
food. Yeah.
It's like it's a huge footfall for us. So like, yes, we have a process in place. We have our opinions and our passionate way. So then we cater to all these people. Everybody was walking in with the utmost of energy. And
that's what's kept us striving for all this time.
Okay, so I think one personal question that both of us would like to ask you is, how does a chef evolve in terms of career-wise? So he's a graduate. And,
okay.
Is there major university? Even the college, the UG life is also very hectic back.
Yes. So what happens is, like, you know, people do join automatically.
We have one of our mutual friends who is currently in the UT life and he's trying to get into Oberoi. Yeah.
So yes, so of late, every brands or the top brands, they try to recruit in stores.
Yeah.
Libraries. We have a program called as a Chef's Thing at Guatemala.
Okay. In Big Brewski.
In Big Brewski.
Okay.
So what we do is we recruit, we do campus recruitment from the top list. It's a dude. And he select a few promising kids. And we train them for 18 months, which is 1.5 years. And it's basically we train them to be the chefs, hands-on skills. We train them to be the future chefs. This is some people can carry the brand along with us.
Okay.
And then after which they are given supervisor positions, I guess senior positions in the kitchen. But then it's 18 months of vigorous training where they are given hand skills. Kitchen is all about how fast you learn the hands. If without hands,
yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah, true, right?
So we do train them. And that's a program which has been very successful at. And they have been able to create great chefs, great leaders. And that's a continuous program that's happening every year. And every year we do a good kids. And we have a program that's running. And this is running since 2019. It was started by a mentor, Chef Sabri. And we have been taking it forward. And step is one thing that keeps up high quality travers.
Is it a culinary course? What they tell?
It's not a course. It is a hands-on training program.
Okay.
It is a leadership development group.
Okay.
So that is something for great companies, you need great leaders, right?
Right. Yeah.
And great leaders, you need young minds.
Yeah.
And young minds, where is the colleges? And where is, like, you know, so that's what we do. We just, we select the great minds and train them to be great leaders. And we believe in that. You believe in bringing the young generation forward. We believe in training the younger generation. And we also believe in lots of women for us. So, like, in his team, most of it, there are quite a few chefs who are she chefs or the women chefs. How guys are in senior positions. So, we give lots of importance to
women empowerment. That's amazing.
Equality something.
Yeah.
But not much brand.
Yeah, it's a lot of it. Yeah.
Not much kitchens you would go and see much of.
Yeah.
Women in the kitchen, but in our kitchen, you would definitely find lots of women. which also is an added responsibility for us to have the right work atmosphere,
yeah,
the right work culture, so that the woman emerges right. So we take lots of pride in talking about our work culture, and Pipuski believes in having the right work culture,
right,
and we believe in giving a very fun filled environment, and also an environment where people can express themselves, develop on their creativity, and be able to prosper in their lives and also in their life.
Yeah, so Harsha and I were just taking a look. So it's a mix of, you know, wonderful sophistication and also fun-filled environment.
Very
what you can take a look. No, that's what makes the employees get up in the morning feeling fresh to come to work. Motivated. Yeah.
Exactly. For us, it's what? Like, you know, see, 6 years down the line, I still feel motivated every day, which I come back. Even when I walk out.
I think that's... Yeah. So,
and that's something which we want to inculcate into.
The atmosphere itself gives a vibe, you know.
One is atmosphere. The other is how you treat people.
Yeah.
And it's also like, you know, how much of fun they have at work.
Maybe.
Very, very important. So everything boils down to the right work culture. And that is what we believe in. And that is what we implemented all as our students. And we have been pretty successful.
And as you told, there are about 150 main chefs.
We not main chefs. Like, see, between three Pipuski, we have more than 150 chefs work.
Okay.
And it is, it becomes, and we can always say with pride that, you know, most of them have been working with us for more than 4 or 5 years. So also, it talks about the kind of attachment the entire team has towards the brand.
Just imagine the amount of ideas coming out from 150 people. You know, I know, and also, especially in this Bengaluru fast-forward corporate work culture, it's hard to hold on to people, especially.
Yeah,
that it would want to shift and, you know,
actually need to.
So even for us, it's very important that the people worked with us for a longer time.
Yeah.
Because training staff is also not easy, because for us, everything boils down to the consistency of the
food. True.
And, actually, it always gets difficult for us to train fresh staffs. No matter how much of the experience they have, the standard set by Pipuski is different. So it takes time and energy and money for us to train.
But, mm-hmm.
Rather than invest on the existing people and make them happy.
Yeah, and that is that.
That's where, I think that's the way all bigger brands and all,
yeah,
all brands with a vision look.
It's about asking them or making them feel personally involved rather than just in a professional capacity.
Yeah,
exactly. It's about everybody feeling the sense of ownership.
Yeah.
And everybody behaving like an owner and taking up responsibilities. And
I would want to work in such a place if I don't.
Yeah.
You should feel
not kitchen.
You should feel happy to work in the place. That's what.
Yeah. The bottom line is that you should have fun and you should.
The work satisfaction should be there.
So he's doing medical, I'm in law. If both of us careers go downhill, then we are coming to straight away.
I wish that doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You guys can create your own your own magic in your respective arenas of,
yeah,
but
yeah,
that's what I mean is that.
So every field of work have their own tensions and hectic.
Every field of work has been following certain kind of work or certain kind of
ideologies.
Yeah, but again, for youngsters like you and for people like me, it is for us to change the perception or to change the way people work.
Yeah,
and for us, the biggest satisfaction for me would always be to say, the way Pipuski works or how the culinary team in Pipuski works is entirely different from how the rest of the hospital industry works. And that is what gives us the satisfaction saying that we are the trendsetters even in terms of the work culture.
Yeah.
That part of the work.
I had no idea that so much sophistication goes on in the background.
The kitchen, every profession for that matter.
Yeah. I mean, we're not there yet, so we don't know.
Yeah,
even in this pub, there are departments of
work,
right?
Of course. We have, one is the culinary team, which is the kitchen team. Then you have the brewery team, which brews the beer.
Yeah.
Then we have the F&B service team, which is also the heart. I mean, the operations team, who does the service, who take care of the guests. Then you have a maintenance team.
So,
what, have an housekeeping team.
Yeah.
There are quite a few teams. Everybody has got
the departments. Yeah, yeah. One thing which you take pride in is the decentralization of work.
Yes, of course. Like, you know, see, we have, like, what we have done at least in the culinary section, like, in talk about the culinary section, is like, you know, it's a very decentralized approach. It is not like, you know, very centralized, autonomous kind of a thing. One person gives a command. So it is a very decentralized approach. Everybody is given responsibilities, way down to the supervisory level, some essentials, CDPs. They're all given particular responsibilities, and they kind of, I mean, like, you know, and they have been given the freedom to execute the way they want it to be done. So it's basically an ideology where they develop their leadership skills rather than me trying to pull down the ideas into them. The idea is to just give them the targets, the KPIs, and they execute it the way they want or the way they should decide. As long as they are able to set the meet the expectations, this style of leadership or how they want to do it is acceptable for us. So like it's a very different kind of an approach. As I said, right? The change has to start somewhere. And we always take pride in the inner.
One last question on your personal side of the note. What are the contributions you have given to BigBoost?
See, BigBoost is a huge brand.
Yeah.
Because not just me, there are so many other people who have contributed.
Yeah.
Every chef who has worked, every housekeeping person who has swept the floor.
It was literally a big thing when you joined 8 years ago.
It was.
Yeah.
It was an upcoming, one of those upcoming brands with, what is it, with one outlet that's at Taput, which was 4 years old. So what I was trying to say is, like, everybody contributes to the growth of a
company.
Let it be the one who was wiping a table or, like, you know, a server to a commie chef who was cutting vegetables. So everybody contributes. So I have done my contribution in myself, being a chef, that is to elevate the quality of the food. And yes, we have been able to elevate the quality of the food. And the most important, we have kept it consistent over the period of time. So mine is water 6.5 years in Bigbusty.
All right.
And from one outlet in Sajapur to
three outlets now.
Ainur and Ishwanpur. We have grown a long way. We have come a long way. We have tied past,
Corona.
Yeah.
The toughest of the period.
The biggest hurdle there is.
The biggest.
Okay, so do you plan on staying here in the near future in Bigbusty itself?
Yes, it's been 6.5 years. And as I said, we are coming up with various verticals, which as a chef, I'm very excited about. And as you said, like, this is one brand which I'm very proud to be associated with. And yes, my association with this brand is going to be...
When you joined, this wasn't a huge thing, isn't it?
See, when I joined, we had one outlet, which was at Sarjapur, and which was doing well. But then we have branched out. We have become one of the top-best brands ever.
I was very happy when I got to know there's a branch opening in Yashwantpur. It's close to ours. This is actually a little fire.
Quite
a
different place.
Yeah. But Ainur is the most popular one, isn't it?
Yes, Ainur kind of elevated the brand to a different level because we were the first ones to come up with such huge things. Amazing ambience. So yes, Ainur kind of catapulted our brand by the great level.
Like, yeah.
We grew to be one of the top brands in the country. So
That's a problem.
But that's the amount of pride that everybody working at Bigbusty carries on there.
I've always wanted to ask this to someone who works at a pub. How do you handle weekends? It's like people coming. You think you're gonna stop? They go, this is coming.
We are set to handle the busiest of the day. So our planning is based on how we are going to handle a Saturday or a Sunday. So. For us, being in this industry for such a long time, you know how that is. We handle it.
Cakewalk.
Cakewalk, right? Yeah. But yes, days can get challenging. So, but then we have a very strong team. At least with Ainur, we have almost 285 staff working for us. And then everybody is...
All hands join. It's obviously going to be a cakewalk.
Yeah.
But there's not much things which go wrong.
See, maybe initially there are... There may be certain teething issues, but then once your team is set, once you know how to run the operations, there's nothing much that there's no.
All right. So I think time to conclude now, isn't it?
Yeah.
This can go more, but time to conclude.
But they've grown so much in the sense, or at least both of us on a personal note.
Yeah.
We had no idea that there's so much going on behind the scenes.
Yeah, I knew there's going to be a corporate setup to one of these pubs, but there were so many insights which you gave us, which you introduced us into.
For us visitors, it's just the come sit, see the menu, order.
See the menu, order.
We see the output, but this is behind the scenes which you were interested about.
The output is small, but the input what they're giving is quite large, man.
Everything for that.
Yeah, yeah.
For everything good to come out, even a small dessert to come out on a plate, the amount of effort that goes into it is immense. But what comes on the plate is maybe a beautiful looking small dessert. Let's say like.
But the brain behind that dessert is.
The brains, the hard work, the processes. Yeah. The experiments behind it.
You know, my friend who is also working in hotel management, I actually had some tart in some place once. So I asked him, that was so small, but it costed me 200 rupees. So he was the one who told me that, do you know how difficult it's to make a tart? So he told a lot of time goes in making a tart. So it's just a tart, but there is a lot of things.
It's also the experience and... Being had.
Yeah.
So that also right.
And when you guys take the days off in a week?
Because you're
only on weekdays.
Okay.
So everybody working in a pub or a restaurant or whatever.
Oh yeah, they have.
Mostly our off days are on weekdays. And we are so happy about it. So we don't have to deal with it.
But don't you miss weekends? Like,
oh, I don't. But
he loves his job a lot.
But the fact is, have you tried going out on a Saturday?
Yeah, I think now it's time to call out you. So how did you feel about today's session?
It's good, man. I take always a pride in talking about my work and what they have done so far. And it's always good to share with the youngsters actually. It's been a great, amazing experience.
And thank you because your guys were very welcoming to us.
Yeah.
As soon as we came in, they offered us to help in all sorts of ways, setting up the tables, everything.
Really?
So that was very kind of... Yeah, we can see the output to which you mentioned throughout how the process was work called. They're ready for everything.
Yeah, that's something we'll take pride in as well.
Yeah,
but it's over.
We hope to keep coming here, be a regular visitor.
Some other
friends. Yeah.
Cool.
So end it.
Yeah, they're full good.
Yes, this Ishwar and Asha behind the mic, and we'll be seeing you all very soon.